This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, really quick, I want to give a shout-out to our friends in Utah, KPTO, 1440 AM, in Pocatello, Utah, and KTKK, 630 AM, in Riverton, Utah. We want to give you a shout-out and tell you thank you very much for your trust. We will not let you down. We will stick to the Word of God, and we will stick to the Constitution and our founding documents concerning the issues today. Folks, again, what we need in this country is not a revolution. We need a reformation, and the way to do that is to get back to our founding documents, the great lighthouse, and we follow the light of men, and his name just happens to be Jesus Christ. So, again, we want to give a shout-out to KTKK 630 AM in Riverton, KPTO 1440 AM in Pocatello, Utah. Again, thank you very much for your trust. Folks, again, we have lots to cover today, and I want to get to it ASAP, because I seen a post earlier, and I thought it was of interest, and it should be of interest to the American people to understand what's wrong with this country. Has anybody ever taken the time? Yes, we see corrupt politicians, but why is it that they become corrupt? Did you know that they are, well, there is, and there are many that have been in service to themselves that work for special interest groups, which I'm about to show you in just a couple moments. Like, for example, we have Mr. Hatch. He's 80 years old. He's been in Congress for 38 years. We have Mike Lisky. It's a woman, 78 years old. She's been serving for 38 years herself. We have a Robert, 78 years old. He's been serving for 34 years. Harry Reid, we just said goodbye to that criminal without indicting him. Why, I don't know. Again, read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. He served himself and foreign countries for 32 years. We have Schumer, who's 64 years old. He's been serving for 34 years. We have none other than Leah. He's 74 years old. He's been serving himself in special interest groups for 40 years in this country. John McCain, songbird John McCain out of Arizona, old, and he's been serving himself for 32 years. Interestingly enough, we have Shelby, 80 years old. He's been serving himself in special interest groups for 36 years. McConnell, the drug dealer here, Mitch McConnell, he's one of the good guys, we're told, 73 years old, and he's been serving himself for 30 years. We have Cochran, 77 years old. He's been serving himself for 42 years. And Durbin, 70 years old, has been serving himself in special interest groups in the United States of America for the last 32 years. And then finally, we have none other than Grassley, 81 years old, who's been serving himself for 34 years. Now, it's interesting to note that we can see our country is spinning out into a lawless society. And it's interesting, friends, when you go back to those that I just named, the above said, it's interesting to note that it's their job to enforce the laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. But do you see this? No, you see just exactly the opposite. Just for the record, I want to make clear who the responsible party is once again. I want you to understand, this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning politicians. But I want you to understand again, just for the record, these people only hold the power that has first been delegated to them by we the people. Again, read the preamble of the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about here. Folks, again, just for the record, they only hold the power that has been first delegated to them by you in this country. You can't blame anybody else except yourself for what's going on in this country. And only to further solidify my point, friends, isn't it interesting how these politicians, they serve themselves for so many years, they give the impression that they're serving you, the people. You lose your rights over 20 and 30 and 40 years under the same representatives, and you try to analyze the situation, and it's like, wait a second, I can't say the guy's lying to me. Well, again, if you go back to what Jesus said, we're to judge them by their fruit. Let me bring forth their fruit. How is it that many of these politicians are becoming wealthy in their servitude towards me and you? I'm just curious. How is it that they go in broke, but for some reason or another, over the years, they accumulate millions and millions and millions of dollars? I want you to listen carefully as to what Harry S. Truman said, America. He said, "You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook." Let me say that again. "You can't get rich in politics unless you are a crook," said President Harry Truman. Who better to tell us as to how it works, America, than someone that was willing to tell us the truth, regardless if the status quo liked it or not? I guess PC wasn't a popular thing back in the 50s. I guess the truth was, for the most part, because the American people at that time wouldn't tolerate the lie. Hey, America, I want to say this. Don't ever tolerate a politician that tells you how much he or she loves America. Don't ever tolerate a politician that tells you how much they love America, either he or she, if they have a record of lying to you. Because if a lying politician tells you how much he or she loves America, remember again, folks, they've already been caught lying. And it tells you how much they hate America by serving special interest groups and selling you down the river. Okay? But I'm not here today to point the finger at corrupt politicians. Keep in mind, and I've laid this to your candor before in the past, and I'm going to lay it to your candor once again, friends. When we find that these politicians, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, have been busted over and over again lying to the American people, I have a question for you. Who are the criminals? The ones that are committing the crimes, or them that tolerate the crimes of the politicians? Which ones are the criminals? Again, who are the criminals when politicians commit the crime and then they're given a free hand to go ahead and do it again? Who are the criminals? Them that commit the crimes, or them that tolerate the crimes of corrupt politicians? And again, just for the record, friends, I want you to listen to me carefully. If a lying politician tells you that he or she loves America, remember that they are lying to you. Because a liar doesn't know how to tell the truth, does he? No, he doesn't. Furthermore, if they tell you that they love you and they've been found to be lying to you before, it just shows you who they really love, themselves. And that's exactly why they've been busted with crime, incumbency, cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle after politician, and you get to hear it all day long.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. Also, check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Or you can go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley, double E, right? Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is, again, the first time listening, and if or not, folks, let's say it together, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Because, friends, keep in mind, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We follow the Christ here. Had a lady just today say to me, how are we to know what's right and what's wrong? I said, well, you can always tell what's right and what's wrong by laying a straight stick next to the crooked one. And so what she was asking is, what's the straight stick? I said, well, you got to read the Word of God and the Constitution. And if you read those two covenants, I'll tell you what, blood-bought covenants, both in the spiritual and in the natural, you'll always know who's doing the lying, friends. You'll always know. And that's exactly what the Word of God does. It exposes what? Corruption, darkness. We're called, the church in America is called to be the light of the world, which reproves darkness. Read Ephesians 5 when you get a moment. And it tells you just exactly that. Now, folks, what we're talking about here is how is it that these politicians have been serving for so long in the United States of America? And has anybody been paying attention? I mean, 40 years, 38 years, 38 years, 34 years, 32 years, 34 years. And I can go on and on and on and on. Isn't it interesting how they go in, they're broke, but for some reason or another, term after term, cycle after cycle of incumbency, friends, all of a sudden they accumulate this great wealth. And then I gave you a quote by none other than President Harry S. Truman when he said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Wow. Now, let me go back to the straight stick and only kind of solidify my point here concerning what I just shared with you concerning the lady that didn't know how to tell the difference between someone lying to you and telling you the truth. Well, the King James Bible tells us in 18:21 of the book of Exodus, chapter 18, verse 21, it says, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all of the people able men, such as fear God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and the rulers of tens." Our ruler in this country, folks, is one nation under God. Okay, we have representatives. And as I said earlier, friends, the power that has been delegated by the people to our representatives is all the power that has been given unto them. Okay, and we receive our rights given unto us by our Creator. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. But again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, they that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. Now, I just read Exodus 18:21, okay? And it tells us what kind of people that we're to provide for concerning those that should serve we, the people. Able men, number one, such as fear God, number two, men of truth, number three, hating covetousness, number four. And yet we have the president, Harry S. Truman, tell us you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook, which brings me to what's going on in America today. Now, going back to what's going on today, how is it that Nancy Pelosi, the wicked witch of the West, literally, friends, wins vote to lead House Democrats? How is it that she possibly won? You know as well as I do, America, she's not serving we the people. Oh, and furthermore, by the end of the show today, you're going to understand that she has accumulated much wealth, too. And again, what did our former president tell us? You can't get rich in politics unless you are a crook. And I want to tell you something, friends. There's a lot of wealthy, wealthy individuals. 268 out of the 535 that serve we the people on a federal level are millionaires. Did you hear what I just said to you? Oh, wait a second. Bradley, that's just your opinion. This is fake news. No, it's not. Let's go back to the straight stick. As a matter of fact, let's go directly to the people that are responsible for telling you now what I'm telling you, folks. Yes, we're corrupt. A list of politicians admitting that money controls politics, which only answers why they stay in term after term after term. They aren't working for you. And folks, yes, there is a lot of voter fraud going on. We've done several shows on voter fraud that nobody can deny. As a matter of fact, even the deniers are now bringing up the fact that there may be some voter fraud because the guy that's becoming the president of the United States, president-elect Donald Trump, on January 20th isn't the guy they wanted. So they got to create as much chaos. And what's interesting, as they are digging up voter fraud, they're finding out that their party is even more corrupt than they originally thought, which only shuts them up, or does it? They shut up when the American people stand up and put their foot down on it and say that's enough. But again, let's go back to this, folks. As a matter of fact, let's start out with our friend Donald Trump, okay? He did say it, like it or not, he did say it. He said, "I gave to many people before this, before 2 months ago, I was a businessman." Okay, now keep in mind, in all fairness, Donald Trump didn't become wealthy because of politicians through special interest groups or foreign countries to destroy America like many of them have. That's a fact. Okay, so in all fairness to Donald Trump, he's not one of those that would be guilty concerning making his wealth off the people. As a matter of fact, he even promised that he wasn't going to take a paycheck for becoming there or taking residence in the people's White House. He's not going to be taking your money, he said. But listen to what he said. He said, "I gave to many people before this, before 2 months ago, I was a businessman. I give to everybody. When they call, I give. And do you know what? When I need something from them 2 years later, 3 years later, I call them. They are there for me. And that's a broken system." Did you hear what he just said? Let's go to the next one. Senator Rand Paul. "This is what's wrong. Donald Trump buys and sells politicians of all stripes. He used to buy politicians." Isn't it interesting how it's okay when they're receiving or they're at the receiving end of that money, though? Let's go to the next one. Here's Jimmy Carter. Now the United States is just an oligarchy. That means we're few rule over many. So if you want to know why things are going the wrong direction in America, an oligarchy is where few rule over many. That is illegal in the United States of America. And by the way, P.S., your Supreme Court has been doing that for a great many years in this country. Going back, Jimmy Carter, he said, the United States is just an oligarchy with unlimited political bribery being the essence of getting the nominations for president or to the elect president. And the same thing applies to governors and U.S. senators and Congress members. So now we've just seen a complete subversion of our political system as a payoff to major contributors. Wow. Wow. So much for your votes counting, right, friends? Hey, here's another one, Bernie Sanders. I'll tell you what, folks. You ready for this one? Sit down. Put your seatbelt on. He said the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. They own the politicians that go to them for money. We are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, which we are not, friends, one person, one vote, to an oligarch form of society, where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are. Who said that? Bernie Sanders. Folks, I'm not saying this. They are saying this. Remember what Scripture said, that there's nothing that is set in darkness that will not come to the light. Oh, folks, my goodness, here we have it again. Listen to this. Thanks to Robert Wilson in comments, Bernie Sanders has also said many similar things, such as, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. In other words, folks, the dog isn't wagging the tail is wagging the dog. Why is your country being destroyed, friends? I just asked you during the offset of this segment, how is it Nancy Pelosi won again? How is it that many of these corrupt politicians are handed over another term? If you have not taken the time to go and order the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which was made back in the 30s, you need to do yourself a favor and do so. And I'll tell you what, a whole lot of politicians during the beginning of that century did not like the fact that Jimmy Stewart was a part of a movie that Capra made exposing corrupt politicians in the United States of America. You better bet your bottom dollar it's happening all day long. And I didn't say it. Jimmy Carter said it. Senator Rand Paul said it. Donald Trump said it. Bernie Sanders said it. Let's go over to the pervert himself, Vice President Joe Biden. In 2015, he said, you have to go where the money is. Now, where the money is, there's almost implicitly some string attached. It's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position. Then you conclude they're wrong and vote no. Did you hear what he just got done saying, friends? He knows that if he takes their money, he's going to have to vote in favor of special interest groups, not the will of the people in this constitutional republic, one nation under God. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, we're going to come right back to this, folks. Yes, we are corrupts, they say.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about how these politicians mysteriously and magically stay in term after term, even with the scorn, ridicule, and the hatred of the American people. But they stay there. I guess money answereth all matters in this situation, folks, and that's not in the right that's not applied in the way that it should be applied. It should be for good, not for evil, America. But I started the show off talking about how these people have been in for 40 years to 34 years, and I went on and on and on and on. How is it that they remain there, friends? And again, keep in mind, just for the record, they only hold the power that has first been delegated to them by you, the people. Okay? And then we found out that Harry S. Truman was right when he said, and it was truth, and it is true, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And then I led over to Nancy Pelosi. How is it that she won again? How did Harry Reid win, folks? I mean, it's really a sad place for these people, is it not? But it's even sadder for the people that tolerate the crimes of one to multiply on the majority of the American people. I mean, folks, you want to talk about mercy, then bring forth judgment upon those that commit the crime. That's how you show mercy to a society. You don't tolerate the crime. I mean, wasn't it Jesus that rightly said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Oh, that's exactly right. Hey, folks, remember, Judas had the money bag, and he was a thief. And do you remember he sold out Jesus Christ with a kiss, just like politicians kiss you on a daily basis? Don't forget, friends, he was sold for 30 pieces of silver. That's what they valued him at. And keep in mind, at the end of the day, Judas goes, what? He goes and hangs himself. His innards gushed out, the Bible tells us in the book of Acts. I mean, folks, some of these people are so poor, that's all they have is money. Just think about that. They're so poor, that's all they have is money. And we see this over and over and over again. How is legislation, how are laws being changed in our country? They're being assaulted by criminals, sons of Belial, daughters of Belial, sons and daughters of Satan themselves. That's what Belial is. Okay? And what's interesting, too, is just to kind of take it over to when you see laws that have been longstanding for 240 years in our constitutional republic, we're ruled by law, not by opinion, as a constitutional republic, again, Article 4, Section 4, how are they being overthrown? Because corporations, like, for example, how did the whole gay agenda get pushed? Because what happens is the criminal, the foreign agent sodomizing the people's White House, Barack Hussein Obama, gave ear to special interest groups that wanted to tear down our laws, namely the sodomite community, all 15 of them across the United States of America. Now, aside of what I just said, do keep in mind that it's less than 1.7% of the population that are destroying you and being used to destroy you. But going back to my point, many of these corporations, their CEOs are sodomites themselves that have been given money to politicians to tear down your laws. And they're willing to tear down whatever's there so they can get a little kickback. Now, also keep in mind, friends, the Bible tells us don't accept a bribe. Thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Exodus 23:28. And it goes on. Deuteronomy 16:19. Thou shalt not pervert judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. And it's exactly proving my point right now, what's going on in this country. There's a perversion of righteousness in this country coming from those that have been perverted by the reprobate state, and they've given themselves over to it. But that doesn't mean we have to give ourselves over to it. No, what we need to do is bring forth justice to bring about righteousness and peace within the gate. Okay? That is our obligation before God. I've been in the book of Deuteronomy all day today. Now, I just said in Deuteronomy 16:19, thou shalt not pervert judgment. Now let's go over to Ecclesiastes really quick. It says, presents and gifts blind the eyes of the wise and stop up his mouth that he cannot reprove. This is what I hate more than anything in life. Diplomacy. Remember Benjamin Franklin rightly said that diplomacy is seduction in another guise. That's exactly right. That's exactly spot on. Presents and gifts blind the eyes of the wise. They can't speak out against it because they're guilty of taking the presents that blinded their eyes. Only to what? Blind the eyes of the wise. And friends, we don't have to take it. We just do not have to take it in any sense of the word. Now let's go back to what we were talking about just a couple of moments ago. Yes, we're corrupt. This is what they themselves are telling you. This is what they themselves are telling you as to what they're doing and how they're selling your country down the river. But America, you already knew that. But we're just playing this like a dot to dot to bring it right back to the source. And the source goes directly to the representatives. Folks, your country could no more get corrupt if you shut the door and held your representatives and their feet to the fire regardless of whatever may come. Your country cannot become corrupt because they're there to uphold the laws against crime, not to ensure our rights, not to strip them away. And if they're stripping away our rights, then we need to deal with that politician because that shuts down the special interest groups as well. And I also want you to keep in mind, yes, these corporations are just as guilty and they should be held accountable for bribery because that's exactly what they have been doing. And again, I'm not telling you this. I mean, I'm judging them by their fruit. Everybody knows there's something wrong. And now I'm telling you out of their own mouths what is wrong. Listen to Jim Hightower. He's a former Democratic Agriculture Commissioner of Texas. In 2015, he said, today's whole political game Political game run by absurdists, nightmare of money elites is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suits and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. What do you want me to say? Hey, folks. I can only relay the information that no one else is willing to give you. I already told you what the Lord said in Exodus 18:21. If you don't want to listen to what he said by keeping his commandments and establishing his judgments and his statutes to keep and to do them for the longevity of you and your sons, 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 and sons and sons, your longevity, America, then guess what? You're selling out. The Lord said if you turned on him, he would destroy you quickly. You'd be uprooted from the land. What's happening, America? Remember when I said earlier, I said, who's responsible for the crimes of these politicians? The one that commits the crime or the people that tolerate the crimes? I want to tell you before God, you're both criminals because you're an accomplice to the crime. We used to have in this country something called there were laws that were there to look out for our brothers. And those laws, hey, folks, you've been taught today now that if you see a crime, turn your head and walk away. It's none of your business. No. I just had a lady tell me yesterday, I called her sister. I was kind of confronting her. I was correcting her in this particular situation. I was giving her admonition concerning something she said. And she said, I'm not your sister. And she came back and she said, but I'm laughing. So she got a kick out of what I said. I hope she took my correction because I love her enough to tell her that. But I said to her, I took the time to go back and said, yes, you are my sister. Because we are in this together. Hey, folks, I don't care if you hate my guts or not. I'm telling you the God's honest truth because I'm not giving you my words. I'm giving you his. And I'm also giving you the words of those that I'm exposing right now. And they're exposing themselves. Let me read this one again. Jim Hightower, former Democratic Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, 2015. He said, today's whole political game run by absurdists, nightmare of money elitists, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. The money is magically speaking, America. That's what's going on in this country today. Candidates trek to the corporate suits and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. And guess who's going right down the river with them, friends? You are. I want to go back. Thank you, Lord. I want to go back to California when I was there probably 3 or 4 months ago. We took the time to go see what the big deal was in Beverly Hills. You know what the big deal is? Absolutely nothing. I want to tell you what we've seen. We went down Rodeo Drive, and when we did, we wanted to see what the big deal was. This is where the rich and the famous go. Well, why are they famous, and who are these famous people? They're fallen stars. Isn't it interesting, friends, that the star was over Christ, and it was in the east? Isn't it interesting how Satan himself likes to mock the Christ? Because they put stars on Hollywood Boulevard now with fallen stars, corrupt, immoral individuals, and they have the audacity, human nature does, to call those that demoralize our country stars. No, friends, they're fallen stars, just like Satan himself. But it's a complete mockery. I remember back in the 80s, I was told about how, you know, you got to go to Hollywood, rock and roll capital of the world. And that was my whole world at that time. And I got there and I thought, well, where's Hollywood? I mean, is this oversold to the American people? Or are these people really in a delusional state to believe that this is the place to come? Going back over to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. We were just there 3 or 4 months ago. By the way, I had to go to Beverly Hills High School because I wanted to see the swimming pool in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Hey, listen, it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to actually go there, right? Or when I speak of people, I actually want to talk to them before I actually convey anything to anybody. I want a first-hand experience. But what's interesting about Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, friends, it's totally oversold. It's an absolute joke. It's interesting how when you go deeper into Rodeo Drive, you see all these stores. You see cops at all the doors, a good majority of the doors. And then you ask the question, why do you got all these security guards here? What's going on here? Well, they have apparel in here that's worth $250,000. Even some of it goes up to $600,000. You have to have a cop to do that, yeah, yeah. But what was interesting is I noticed that their clothing didn't match. There is a complete distortion amongst the population of people that have wealth in this country in so many different ways. I have never seen a more distorted mindset than I did in Rodeo, Beverly Hills, friends. You want to be rich? I don't. I want to be rich in the Word of God.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Right before the break, I was talking about, hey, listen, if I become so wealthy in life that I forget about God, I've already been warned about that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and chapter 8. Beware, lest you become to the point where you forget the Lord thy God that gave and bestowed everything upon you as a blessing. He didn't give it to you to forget about him. He gave it to you because he's a good God, and he's a merciful God, and he's a caring God, and he's a loving God. That's why he takes care of us, even in spite of ourselves, many of us, right? But folks, what we've been talking about, and I want to highlight that point, if you go over to the book of Proverbs chapter 30, listen carefully. This is great stuff. Every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. He said, don't add unto his words, lest he reprove thee. He said, two things I've required of thee. Listen carefully, America. Deny me them not before I die. He said, remove me far from vanity and lies. Folks, if there's one thing I hate, literally, I hate a liar and a thief and a corrupt politician. Remove me far from vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. He said in his wisdom, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Folks, that's a good place to be, isn't it? That's a man that understands he's on the proven ground. He's on the battlefield right now. And though the temptations come, folks, we are to resist them every step of the way. That's why we have the armor found in Ephesians 6, folks. We have the helmet of salvation. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We have our loins girt about with truth. We have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith, and we got the sword of the Spirit, also found in Hebrews 4:12. That's why we have that. And this is a man that understands this. I want to go back and give you a couple more quotes, because, yes, we're corrupt, say they. The corrupt politicians that I'm exposing right now. These are a list of politicians admitting that money controls politics. And I've already given you several of them. People tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken and the multimillionaires and billionaires and big corporations are calling all the shots. It's hard not to agree. Russ Feingold. Wow, it's hard for me not to agree. So who's ruling the roost, friends? Remember what I just told you, what I seen on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills? There is a distortion amongst people that their God is their money. There's a distortion. They've sold their soul. Folks, they believe that they are above the law, and I'm exposing the fact that they act accordingly. Because they believe, and by the way, that's the message to the younger generation too. Hey, if you got enough money, you can just buy yourself a judge. I've heard young people say it. What a sick society. And by the way, it warns us in the book of Amos as well. You've turned righteousness into wormwood. When you do a word search on that and a commentary search on that, you'll find that they've turned justice and they put it up for sale. Yep. It's exactly what's going on. And the problem is you have too many people in this country thinking that they're doing the right thing by allowing these corrupt politicians to go. And then when they get caught, they sit there and they sympathize with the devil. Oh, you know, and the reason they sympathize with them is because they themselves are just as guilty as hell, literally, for the crimes that are being committed against them. Here, let me give you another one. This is Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, 2015. He said, lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians' ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. Did you hear what he said? Hey, now, folks, this is what I wanted to get to before the end of the show. And I'm really sad to say it. But folks, we have 268 of the 535 members of Congress that for some reason or another have mysteriously become millionaires. And again, don't forget about what the President of the United States of America said back in the 50s. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. This all coming from then. All coming from them, folks. Wow, we have none other than Daryl Issa, who talks big, but he doesn't deliver justice. Man, it's amazing how much money this guy is worth. It's over the top, but you got to ask the question, America, how did he become so wealthy? How did Daryl Issa, how did he become so wealthy? What is he doing? Oh, we've got, you know, all these storefronts to tell us, well, he's doing something upright and just and, you know, he's a hardworking man. That's great. And I'm not saying all of them are corrupt, friends, but I'm simply saying that this is one individual that talks big but delivers absolutely nothing when it comes to his interrogation of corrupt politicians. Has anybody noticed this? Has anybody taken the time to notice this? What about Senator Dianne Feinstein? Folks, she's worth $70 million. She's selling you down the river. What about Rep. Vernon Buchanan, Florida? He's worth $89 million. Man, what a good place to be. You want to talk about legalized version of the mob? There you have it. Governor Bruce Rauner, Illinois. Oh, boy, I bet they're pretty upright over there. Interestingly enough, folks, he's worth $100 million. What about Rep. Nancy Pelosi? We talked about her during the first segment. How is it that she won? Well, folks, I've been highlighting it right out of the mouths of corrupt politicians. We're corrupt. They're telling you who's doing it. They're telling you how they're doing it. Nancy Pelosi has been reported as having a net worth of $100 million. Richard Blumenthal, wow, he's another one, man, out of Connecticut, worth $104 million. And by the way, keep in mind, these are the guys that have given you the impression that they're the good guys. How are they making all of this money? 2 + 2, America, equals 4. Rep. Scott Peters, Democrat Scott Peters, he's worth $112.5 million. What about that upright guy out of Florida, Governor Rick Scott? Well, every once in a while he does something that the law permits. He enforces it. Yeah, but what about the rest of the time? What is he doing? For some reason, Governor Rick Scott, he's worth $133 million. Wow. What did the President of the United States say? You can't get rich in politics unless you're corrupt. How is it that they go in broke and then they accumulate wealth? They're selling you down the river, America. And those that sit back and do nothing, you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. Rep. Michael McCaul, this guy, he's out of Texas. $143.2 million. Rep. John Delaney, $154.6 million. He's out of Maryland. Rep. Jared Polis, he's a total sodomite, friends. He's worth mysteriously $197.9 million. Hey, America, your politicians are saying, hey, the laws are for sale. America, you need to stand up and say, no, no, they are not. And what they're doing is they're removing your liberties day by day as you are slowly being enslaved, friends. Secretary of State John Kerry will give him a pass partially because of who he married. His wife is she's a heiress and she's also a her name is Teresa Hines. She received the fortune from Heinz Ketchup. He's mysteriously worth $236 million. I wonder how much he brought to the marriage. Senator Mark Warner, he holds a wealth, oh my goodness, woo! A Virginia senator, $257.5 million. And let me go back to Rep. Daryl Issa. For some reason or another, Mr. Hotshot that talks but doesn't do anything when it comes to enforcing the laws against corrupt politicians, he's worth $464 million. Governor Mark Dayton here in the United in the United States, of course, the worst senator in American history voted. That's a fact. He came from a wealthy family, but we also know that he has ties to George Soros. He's worth $1.6 billion. This is the guy that told the people that if you don't like these foreigners, these Muslims coming into St. Cloud, Minnesota, move. And it shows you, friends, who he's working for. He's not working for the people. It's not we the people there or here. It's he's working for special interest groups. They're distorted, friends, in the minds. They're reprobate. Read Romans 1, the whole of it. One more. Governor Bill Haslam of Tennessee. For some reason or another, Haslam is now worth more than $2 billion. Governor of Tennessee is worth $2 billion. Isn't it amazing all the laws that all these individuals are allowing or are personally responsible for tearing down our laws? Because they are selling you out, America. Either we're going to do what God said by keeping his commandments and establishing justice so we can understand righteousness and peace by holding them accountable. The Constitution tells us so, and it also tells us again that they work for us. We do not work for them, but it's time that we start to clean house all across the boards. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.